This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 159 for Thursday, November 25th. ICE Canada futures are slightly higher on Thursday morning in light and choppy activity. The January canola contract bumps up 80 cents at $1,031 per ton. The March contract is also up 80 cents at $1,020 per ton. The futures markets in the United States are closed for Thanksgiving, meaning there's no direction coming from the Chicago soy complex. Malaysian palm oil is moderately lower, while European rapeseed is mixed, with losses in the front months. Also, global crude oil prices are dipping, which adds pressure onto edible oils. The need to ration demand in the face of tight canola supplies continues to underpin values. Stats Canada reports the October canola crush is more than 876,000 tons. That produced over 360,000 tons of canola oil and about 530,000 tons of canola meal. All of the amounts are lower than those from a year ago. As well, Stats Canada says 1.71 million tons of canola were delivered in October. That's down from the 1.81 million tons the same time last year. Rail movement resumed in southern British Columbia on Wednesday. In light of more heavy rains for the region, there have yet to be any reports from Canadian Pacific or Canadian National of halting rail service again. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher this morning. The loonie is at 79.02 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.7. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports weekly ethanol production was up 1.8%, averaging almost 1.08 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks increased 4.8% at 847 million barrels. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is delaying its weekly export sales report to Friday. Market expectations include corn export sales of 750,000 to 1.4 million tons. Wheat sales are pegged at 250,000 to 550,000 tons. Soybean export sales are projected to be 900,000 to 1.8 million tons. Soy meal sales are expected to be 100,000 to 350,000 tons, with soy oil at 5,000 to 50,000 tons. The U.S. markets will be open Friday for a shortened session, with regular hours resuming on Monday. The Intercontinental Exchange will continue with its regular hours. That's a look at the ICE futures for Thursday, November 25th. For Markets Farm, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.